A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, you know, babysitting might be so hard.
It's so hard!
Yeah! It's so hard
babysitting these guys.
She got the babysitting blues.
What was that movie?
Adventures in Babysitting.
I love that movie. I was a babysitter once. I know it's hard. And according to the Wall Street Journal, I was a babysitter at the wrong time.
Big time. Yeah. You miss the cash cow that is teenage babysitting.
I used to make a quarter an hour.
I think I made a dollar. I was much better than you, though.
According to the Wall Street Journal, teen babysitters are charging $30 an hour now because they can. That's a quote.
Because they can. Yeah, first of all, for $30 an hour, I don't care if the child is the spawn of Satan. I'm powering through. I don't care how much that baby cries. $30 an hour, you got me. But also, there is no way anyone is paying $30 an hour. Complete and utter garbage. If it didn't say Wall Street Journal, I would have thought this was like babysitter.com, and they're just trying to like jack up the price.
You think they're talking about somebody like in babysitting in Boston?
Yeah.
Not babysitting in...
Yeah, L.A. babysitting for the Kardashians, no, $30 an hour.
Not babysitting in Lehigh, Utah.
Right.
Yeah.
We're going to have to crowdsource this in a little bit, because I want to know what's the going rate, because $30 an hour is crazy. But what the average was, you're not going to believe what the average is.
Oh, you're teasing us there. Okay. Stay tuned for that. Dave will reveal the average soon. So these are post-pandemic prices. This is according to the Wall Street Journal.
Yep.
So the old school babysitting was $15 an hour. What?
Even then, right? Like, who's paying 15?
And you might be asked to do some light cleaning. Of what? Their backside? Because I'm not dusting and babysitting your children. Maybe as a sink full of dishes. All right. That's if it relates to the kids, yeah, I'm all in. But you start asking me to, you know, clean the toilets because I'm there and I'm making
Have you? Okay. You're a babysitter. I was a house cleaner.
Were you really? But not at the same time. They're different jobs.
Did you ever, like, do some light cleaning after you put the kids down? Would you?
No. Usually after I put the kids down, I would go into the family room.
Watch a movie.
Fall asleep. I mean, I was so tired. I was so exhausted. I remember I watched this family of four, these four kids, and it was 75 cents an hour. It was like, but I was in the bonus round, and I was never allowed to watch Saturday Night Live at home. My parents are listening. I'm going to reveal. So I would sneak on Saturday Night Live at their house, and lo and behold, no kidding, I would always time out. I was always fast asleep in the first five minutes, so I never really watched it. So Wall Street Journal cite a few examples of 18 and 19 year olds making $25 to $30 an hour. So older babysitters, right? They're not newbies.
Yeah,
and they don't have to do as many chores. And they get to eat snacks, too?
Yeah. I had no idea this was the standard
for snacks.
Babysitters.
Why would you not eat the snacks?
Well, the fact that they provide snacks, none of it makes sense.
It's just
first
in the pantry there. I mean, they're not hidden.
When did chores for babysitters start becoming a thing? I mean, my standard when I was hiring my babysitter was breathing children when I return. That's my standard. No more than two Band-Aids.
So when they say $25 to $30 an hour, now the going rate for some babysitters, I'm sure that's, like I said, it's like New York City and Boston and the D.C. area or whatever. But I want to know how many kids are involved. Because if there are multiple kids, you get paid more. So if they're watching four to five kids, I could see $25 to $30 an hour.
What are you talking about?
It's a lot.
Debbie, no, nobody pays that here. I mean, am I crazy? We're taking your phone calls in like 5 minutes, but there is no way anyone outside of Debbie Dujanovic is justifying $25. I don't care if you have 9 children that you're dumping off into her lap. Like, there's no way you're paying $25 an hour.
You think if I left the show on totally good terms and I went decided to stay home full time and babysit for a living, you think I could take 9 kids on and only charge $30 an hour for all 9 kids? What are you?
Now, this is, remember,
this is, you're out, up in the night.
It's one thing if you're a child care, if you're a child care professional, I get it.
Well, I wouldn't be a child care professional. I'd just be a full-time babysitter, a 55-year-old full-time babysitter.
No. Okay, this is literally the teenage babysitter. And the teenage babysitter asking for anything over 10. Like, my standard is $10.
Okay, hold your thought, because care.com is a place you can find childcare, and they say $18 is the average, up nearly $4 from a couple years ago.
Yeah, that's the post-pandemic prices, $18.
An hour.
Yeah. And now think about it. Who usually has kids? Younger parents,
broke.
Right? Younger, broke parents. Yeah. Now, if I go to a dinner and a movie, right now, what do you think? That's maybe 4 hours, 2.5 hours for the movie, an hour or so, hour and a half.
It's
right.
A date night.
Yeah, it's date night. 4 hours.
Together.
Let's
it
just call it.
Keeps the marriage together. But yeah, go ahead.
$50 for the date, right? Dinner and a movie. That means $72 for the babysitter.
Well, that's a tip, so it's $80 for the babysitter.
If I'm paying $18 an hour, she ain't getting no tip. Okay? I just spent $122 to watch Top Gun and eat tacos.
That's a great date night.
No! $122?
It's $130 with a tip, and it's a lot cheaper than divorce. Like, this is what I want. This is an investment in your relationship.
Yeah. Like, so, a weekly date night is what? $500 a month?
Okay. That's a lot of money.
That
I get
is a
it.
Lot of money.
And we could hardly afford, right, when we were young and we had kids, younger and had kids, it was hard to afford a babysitter even at those rates and those back in those days.
Yeah, at $5 an hour.
Well, sometimes they'd even start charging like $2 per kid. So now it's up to $6 an hour. Like, we can afford to be gone for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Let's go. So why the increase? Okay. It's a tight job market. That makes sense. Daycare shortage, his parents desperate, scrambling for help, so they'll pay anything. We found one nanny, according to the Wall Street Journal, making $40 an hour in California?
Yeah. Now, a nanny, I think, is a little different than a teenage babysitter. So, okay, but if the nanny is $40 an hour and some of the teens are $18 to $25 an hour, like, I don't know, that's just astronomical.
801-575-TALK. Is Dave up in the night?
What's the going rate? Because obviously they're just lying in the Wall Street Journal right now. If you're telling me that they're making, that teenagers are making $18 an hour.
Their article. I think they're just not looking at Salt Lake City.
We're going to look at like L.A., Beverly Hills. This is what it costs. No, I want to know what's the going rate, because obviously I'm out of touch. Anything over $10 and I'm staying home. But we want your calls. 801-575-TALK. 801-575-TALK. What's the going rate for babysitters?
Dave and Dujanovic.
You can catch info anywhere.
But KSL News Radio is a dependable source.
We invite you to join us weekdays between 5 and 9.
Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon.
Utah's morning companions for news.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Dave and Dujanovic.
What are you doing?
Babysitting, obviously.
Anybody asked, we went for ice cream.
Ice cream.
Okay, so here's why we're playing that clip. Is that from Adventures of Babysitting?
Yep.
All right. Dave knows all the movies, and I saw that movie and loved it. But I've just spent a long time.
Ice cream.
Wall Street Journal says that teen babysitters can earn up to $30 an hour babysitting. And so, Dave, you asked this question of our listeners at 801-575-TALK.
That's crazy, right? Nobody is paying $30 an hour for a teen babysitter. I don't think you're paying $20 an hour. I don't think you're paying $15 an hour. I want to know what the going rate is. I'm telling you, me personally, there's no way I do more than $10 an hour. Am I cheap? Am I crazy? Is the going rate astronomical?
Care.com, which is a child care website, says the average hourly wage is $18 an hour, which is an increase from a few years ago when we were at the beginning of the pandemic. I think that spells desperation. Maybe these babysitting pools are thinning out a little bit. They're getting jobs at, you know, retail outlets.
Yeah.
Fast food outlets making $20 an hour, and they're why am I watching your kids?
Yeah.
I might as well go to work at a real job.
That's true. Like there's not a lot of great jobs out there, you know, for teenagers. Babysitting is a mixed bag. Sometimes it's easy money, other times it is an absolute headache. Becky in West Jordan, the Wall Street Journal says you can make up to $25-$30 an hour. That's not the going rate, right? What's the real going rate?
It's not. So here in Utah, I have four kids. And when I pay babysitters for my typical kids, it's between like $15 to $18 an hour. So care.com is probably closer. But I also have a medically fragile child who, I mean, he's quadriplegic. We're talking oxygen, feeding tube, suction.
Okay.
Could quit breathing on you. And the state of Utah pays the person to watch him so we can go out for a date, $13 an hour. So the state of Utah thinks a medically fragile child, $13 an hour is the going rate.
Are you serious?
That shocks me.
I thought you were going to be, for my medically fragile child, I thought you were going to be $25 an hour, which I thought worth every penny, obviously. But they're hiring the $13 an hour kid?
Yep. And this is a 20-something-year-old who watches my son, and she does it mainly because she loves him. But, yes, all of the respite providers out there for the state of Utah that are providing help for parents with medically fragile children, they're making $13 an hour.
And, Becky, I love that you get out on date nights. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us and what you pay babysitters, $13 an hour.
All right.
Yeah. 15 to 18. Holy smokes.
For the other children. Yeah. And then for her son, who's medically fragile, the state pays $13 an hour. And I just learned something. I didn't know that the state paid.
Nor I.
Yeah. We learned something new from you, Becky. Thanks for calling, Becky.
What a great investment, though, from the state. Like, if you have a family with a medically fragile child, it's very difficult to get out. Because, again, you have to be very, very picky or make sure someone's trained. The fact that the state does that? That's pretty neat.
Brad from Tremonton. Good morning. How's it going in Tremonton today, Brad?
Well, it's sunny and nice.
Nice. You pay babysitters $30 an hour in Tremonton?
Well, actually $25 an hour for two twin 11-year-olds. I was going to take my wife out for, you know, a dinner and a movie and maybe some shopping for about 4.5 hours or so, and couldn't do it.
You couldn't find someone?
$25 an hour for a 17-year-old kid.
You couldn't do it? You couldn't cough up that kind of money?
No, we could. It would have put us, you know, like you said, dinner and a movie.
Yeah.
$120-$130 a night. No way. There's no way.
So what's your alternative, Brad? What's your alternative?
Well, we just kind of had dinner and a movie at home. The kids went to bed early. So, yeah, it's up here in Tremont, there, you know, and I tried getting that out like a week and a half out, and no, they're anywhere from $20 to $25 an hour.
So is this like water cooler discussion up in the community of Tremont? Because I would imagine like neighbor telling neighbor and spreading the good word that babysitters are unaffordable. You would hope somebody would come up with a solution.
Well, no, not really. Get much break, you know, to go out because we both work full time. But yeah, it was a week and a half in planning, and I was going to surprise my wife, and that was a no-go.
Yeah. Brad, thank you for the phone call. I'm sorry.
Yeah, thanks, guys. You guys rock.
Aww, thanks, appreciate Brad. Wow, it makes me want to go up to Tremont.
Debbie.
Be available on a Friday night.
I was so confident that these numbers were astronomical, that these were so absurd, that I'm just blown away right now.
Really?
I had no idea. $15, $18 an hour, $20, $25 an hour, that these numbers are not ridiculous. that people aren't laughing at him. Now here's the twist. I think this really will hurt a relationship, and this is something that you touched on,
mm-hmm.
because it is now unaffordable to leave the children. You don't get that break, and sometimes you just need a few hours, 2, 3, 4 hours. This mm-hmm. isn't like a long weekend where, you know, you're just leaving them. I think this can be a strain on a marriage when you don't yes. have a break from the kids.
Oh, it's totally a strain on the marriage. It's totally, as I speak from experience. If you're working full-time like Brad and his wife are, and then the whole weekend is packed with events for the kids, and then you go back to work on a Monday morning. This is going to sound suspiciously familiar to mounds of laundry still stacked in the laundry room, and the grocery shopping not done because you were so busy with all of your other family activities. It just goes on and on and on. So if you cannot get a night away because you can't afford a babysitter to be a couple together, it's absolutely a strain on the marriage.
Yeah, how could it not be? Because then everything is about the kids, and it's no longer about the couple.
Did you ever pay a babysitter while your kids were in the age where they needed a babysitter?
Oh, yeah.
How much did you pay? Do you remember?
Oh, it was...
And I don't mean paying your daughter.
No.
The oldest kid to babysit the youngest.
No, we used...
Real-life babysitters.
Yeah, real-life babysitters. We had a family, and I went through all the sisters, all the daughters. Like, it started with the one who was college, and, I mean, we basically paid for all of their summer camps. It was pretty consistent. We'd go out every week, every Friday, and it was kind of just this set date. And but we would only pay, I think, $5 an hour, $6 an hour. Now, that was only 15 years ago. So here in the
last... For all the kids.
For all the kids.
So it wasn't a piece.
Yeah, no.
Sounds like they're charging per child now.
It was really three children. You know, the fourth was kind of a tail ender, and everyone was old enough to babysit. All the brothers and sisters were old enough to babysit at that point. But yeah, it was $5 an hour, $6 an hour maybe.
Nowhere near what people are paying now.
No, and that is just a brutal number. And I thought everybody was going to call in and say, "You're right, Dave. It's crazy. Nobody's paying that." Instead, everyone's like, "Yep, that's
Wall Street
cost.
Journal is right. Dave Noriega is wrong.
What are we doing?"
Straight ahead, we're going to talk about the primaries in Pennsylvania and in Georgia. Question in Pennsylvania, we still don't have a winner. Will Dr. Oz take the win? Boyd Matheson bringing us an update straight ahead.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.